St. John Bosco, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 2 days ago, children, we kept the feast day of our patron saint here in this city, St. Francis de Sales. And today we keep the feast day of a saint who loved St. Francis de Sales very much. He founded two orders, one for priests and one for nuns, and he dedicated his work in honor of St. Francis, who was his favorite saint. He tried to imitate him always in his goodness and in his gentleness. He's the patron saint of all who work with children, and his name is Don Bosco, or St. John Bosco, and there's his picture in our daily shrine. St. John Bosco was prepared by Almighty God, as our Lord wants to prepare you, all of you young people who are at church this morning. He was prepared for his life's work during the whole of his youth. You see, children, everything that happens to you, all of the instructions you receive, all of the corrections you get, all of the trouble you get into, all of the problems that you have, all of the good things that you do, the good God uses to prepare you to grow up one day and to do our Lord some great service. Some of you must become priests. Some of you must become sisters. Others will perhaps enter the married state and be a good father or mother. And all of you must grow up to be good Christians, faithful members of the Holy Catholic Church. And now, pay attention, because now when you're young, especially going to a Catholic school, our Lord is preparing you for your future life's work. St. John Bosco grew up in a very poor family, and his father died when he was little. So he had a hard time going to school and becoming a priest. And he had to help out his mother to support the family. He learned all sorts of different jobs. Sometimes he worked as a chef, sometimes he worked as a pastry chef, sometimes he worked as a farmer or did other odd jobs. And he always saved money and worked very hard, as much as possible, so he could go to the seminary and so that he could help out his mother. And his mother had taught him from when he was very young to love God and the Blessed Mother very much and to hate sin. Sometimes when he was with his friends, sometimes they would tell bad stories, or they would swear and use the name of God in vain, or they would fight amongst themselves. And he didn't like this. And usually he would try to distract them from anything wrong by playing little tricks. He knew quite a few little tricks, and you could juggle and things like that, which would be quite amusing and quite distracting. And that came in handy for his work when he grew up to be a priest. One time he had a dream, and in the dream he was with a group of boys, his friends, and these boys were all swearing and fighting with each other and committing many sins. And he grew angry with them, and he tried to force them to stop being so bad. And as he did that, all of the children turned into wild animals before his very eyes. And then the Blessed Mother came and said to him, "No, not that way, my child. Be gentle. Be calm with them. That's how you will help them." So that was an instruction that he received when he was young as to how he would be as a priest. He was always gentle and kind with the boys that he worked with, even when they were sometimes very, very crude and very sinful. He always tried to be very patient with them. Well, he grew up and he became a priest, and at that time, there were many homeless children on the streets, and these boys had no place to go, and they had no way to earn a living, and they turned to a life of crime and of sin. And he gathered together, he and his mother, because his mother stayed with him and she was his housekeeper, and they gathered together these boys off the street, and pretty soon they had one house, and then a bigger one, and then a bigger one, and God blessed the work, and St. John Bosco was able to teach the boys, to give them a place to live, and also to teach them a trade so they could support themselves when they grew older. Eventually, he had hundreds and hundreds of children with no other place to go. The nuns took care of the girls, and he and his priest took care of the boys. Whenever a new boy would come to him, he would say, "Do you want to be a friend of Don Bosco?" And the boy would always say, "Yes, Father, I do." Well, then he would say, "You must help me to save your soul." And by that he meant, you must be good, you must be pure, no impurity, no impure speech or anything like that. Not in my house, he would say. And you must say three Hail Marys to our Blessed Lady Immaculate every day for purity. You must go to confession and make a good confession of your sins regularly. And you must go to Holy Communion as often as you can. For all of the rest, for all the little faults and sins that we all commit, including children, Don Bosco was very patient, and he shows us how patient our Lord is with us, too. Later on, he founded, as I say, a big religious order, and his priests and sisters went throughout the whole world to help out other children that same way. Let's ask Don Bosco to be our friend, shall we, children? Let's remember not to waste a minute of our youth, because right now, God is preparing you as he prepared St. John Bosco, so that when you grow up, you'll be already trained, and you'll be able to do our Lord some great service, helping those who haven't had nearly as many graces and blessings as you have. Now let's kneel down and say a prayer in honor of the patron saint of Catholic youth. Glorious St. John Bosco, who in order to lead young people to the feet of the Divine Master and to form them in our faith and Christian morality, didst heroically sacrifice thyself to the very end of thy life, founding a religious order to bring throughout the whole world thy glorious work for youth. Obtain for us, from our Lord, a holy love for all young people, because they are exposed to so many difficulties and dangers. May we generously spend ourselves in helping them against the snares of the devil and keeping them safe from the dangers of the world, guiding them pure and holy in the path that leads to God. Amen. St. John Bosco, pray for us. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us. St. Joseph, friend of the Sacred Heart and patron saint of the dying, pray for us. St. Dimphna, pray for us. May the divine assistance remain always with us. May the souls of the faithful departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.